Over 200 people gathered at lunchtime today to protest against proposed cuts at universities in Leeds. On the Parkinson steps at the main campus, speeches were made by union representatives and members of the student union who are campaigning against the £35 million cuts proposed at the University of Leeds. A strong opposition to the plans from both staff and students has developed over the past weeks. The students' union at Leeds University has been criticised on a national level after the launch of a campaign asking lecturers not to strike and to think of the students. But solidarity with staff came from other students on campus, many who were in attendance today, and had something to say about the situation.
It's really good to see so many people here today, especially like we've got students and staff together, which kind of defies the notion presented by our students' union that students don't support strikes and don't support lecturers. We've proved that today to be a load of bollocks. It's important that when we stand here today, we raise the right demands and we say it's really important that we defend our education and most importantly our educators. This university is not bricks and mortar, it's the minds of the students and the lecturers who together can go forward and can make a better world for us all and for us individually and as a collective society as well. It's important that we also raise the demands of no cuts and no fees and that we should tax the bankers to fund education. These cuts are national and there's a national organisation set up and we're part of that and there's a solidarity demonstration going on as we speak in Sussex, down in Brighton. We're planning to have a demonstration in support of our strike. They've gone ahead as well. So we know that this is not just in Leeds, it's all across. We've got delegations come from Sheffield and Ullur here today as well. And from the Met, of course, because this is not something which is just affecting Leeds University. It's gone to affect the Met as well. We've seen the City of Leeds School. It's a wider attack on education. There's a million young people unemployed at the moment. 200,000 people who are applying for university might not get in next year. And we need to show them that if they can afford to pay for the banks, if they can afford to pay for the war in Afghanistan, then they can definitely afford to keep those people off the dole and to keep us in education, learning for a better world.
UCU, the union representing university staff on wages of £24,000 per year or more, have been in lengthy talks with the university over the past week, with talks on Monday going on for 10 hours. The result of this is the agreement that the three planned UCU strikes, one of which was due to be held today, will not go ahead. However, if the university management fails to uphold their side of the agreement, then the strikes will be reinstated within 4 weeks. At the rally today, I spoke to a representative from UCU who explained the current situation.
Are the staff on strike at the moment or are they not on strike?
We're not on strike. The strike was postponed yesterday by a general meeting of the members of the UCU, the Lecturers and Professional Staff Union. We're built up to the strike. We had a massive campaign with the best ever turnout in a ballot for striking over the huge job cuts here that our Vice-Chancellor had announced. At the 11th hour, the university management started talking to our negotiators seriously and we've made some massive strides. Basically, we've stalled the redundancies that were imminent in biological sciences, so they're not on the cards at the minute. And we've got some new proposals on the table that they want to that we want to work up for how the university should be managed so that when restructuring is possibly necessary or they want to talk about it, that the academic community will be involved in discussing how we transform our institution rather than what currently seems to be happening, which is a balance sheet is looked at and then a number of jobs identified for redundancy. Mm-hmm. So massive proposals, massive strides forward in the last 2 days. So to keep that going, we decided our part of the bargain was to postpone the strikes. But we are going to keep up the campaign and if necessary, if there's any backsliding from the management, then I'm afraid we will be back striking again. It was our threat of strike action and the build-up to it, which had been phenomenal, that I think forced the university to take us seriously.
Self-organised students and staff have created groups such as the Really Open University and Leeds University Against Cuts to show their united dissatisfaction. T-shirts printed in bright green with the Strike, Occupy, Transform slogan of the Really Open University group could be seen all over the campus today and make clear that this isn't going to be an easy situation for the university management to wriggle out of. With intensive talks planned for the next fortnight and jobs still at risk, all eyes are on the University of Leeds.